So I want to thank everyone and welcome everyone to Captain Hunter's podcast. Thank you so much. We're about 4.5 minutes in, and I really, really appreciate everyone coming on. So I'm going to give everyone a chance to introduce themselves. We're going to go around the room here. I'm going to start with, what do you want me to call you, AJ or Andrew or?
AJ.
AJ.
Family only calls me Andrew. That's like a parental thing.
Okay. We don't want to do that. So AJ, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi everyone. My name is AJ Vandertunt. I am the host of Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy. My podcast particularly focuses on the life of a cisgendered gay black man in America and what it is to navigate the world of a queer life as a black individual. It's all just that in a nutshell, mixed with half ratchet, half righteous, and whatever else you want to mix in between.
Very good. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Brother O'Neill.
Hello, everyone. My name is O'Neill. I'm a college student studying engineering. I co-host a podcast called the Black Bento Podcast, where we discuss anime and black culture and all those things combined. You can find us on Instagram at _BlackBento if you're into that stuff.
It wasn't until my daughter let me listen to one of your first podcasts that I even thought that black people even enjoyed anime. So thanks so much.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of us out here. It's a pretty big niche.
Apparently, yeah. I've been lost. So, Amber.
Yeah, so my name is Amber. I am the host of AG's Truth Podcast. Every week I bring on a guest and we deal with a current issue. It varies. It does have a Christian twist because I am a believer, but it's still very well-rounded. I want to be able to show people we deal with regular things like everybody else and we see the world like everybody else and we can all come together and make some differences with what's going on right now.
Very good. And one of my best friends there, Cameron.
What's going on, brother? My name is Cameron Norfleet, as you can see there on the right there on the screen. I am a realtor here in Connecticut. New Haven County area is my main area that I cover, but I can cover anywhere in Connecticut. But I have a podcast, the Cameron Norfleet Podcast. I predominantly work with investors, more so than home buyers and sellers and so on. That's the niche, whatever you want to call it, that I like. So I deal with a lot of real estate investors. My podcast is about real estate investing and issues that affect real estate investors here in mainly in the New Haven County area here in Connecticut. So if anyone is interested in real estate investing in New Haven County area, by all means, I know a good realtor. Always got to throw that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much. Well, Cameron didn't mention it, you know, he's also a corrections officer here in the great state of Connecticut. So thank you so much. For the next couple of months until the fall or so, right?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, September 1st. Absolutely. All done with that.
Not like you're counting or anything.
I could tell you the days, but I'll leave it alone.
All right. So thank you once again to everyone for being on the podcast. So one of the reasons that I wanted to have this particular discussion is because of, you know, it's been something that's been on my mind for quite some time. And I wanted to have it because of the Arbery situation down in Georgia, where we know now we have all been very much aware of what happened down there. But now we know and understand that the good old boys there after one of the McMichaels shot him, I believe it was the younger McMichael shot Arbery, Ahmaud Arbery there. He then went over him and said effing N-word, right? So, by the way, I don't care if you guys swear or whatever, but my daughter listens to this and she probably going to get on me. So I'm not going to swear. So,
you say it like your daughter's 10.
Well, listen, she'll always be 10 in my eyes.
I hear you.
So I know that people have been very, very, on varying degrees of whether we should use it, whether we should not use it, and how they felt about it. So I wanted to have a discussion with some good people who could talk and who could articulate their positions. So therefore, you know, what better platform than fellow podcast hosts who talk for a living or just talk to just get stuff off their chest. So I want to get, so we'll go around the room. I'll start with Cameron first and I'll go up as far as how I can see you guys. So we'll start with the pro position, con position. Tell us where you are in this particular debate. And to the audience members that are out there, be ready with your questions as we go around. So Brother Cameron, tell us about your position.
So I wouldn't say that I am either for or against it. I understand both ways. I understand that it makes some Black folks uncomfortable. It makes some white folks uncomfortable and everyone in between. So, you know, I'm not necessarily for or against it. Do I use it? I do, you know, from time to time, you know, usually like in a joking type manner, you know, I'll say it, you know, amongst friends or what have you. So, I mean, I will say this, and I don't know if this might be too early to kind of state my position on it like this, but like personally, I feel that I don't feel that I'm wrong for using it because I feel like we as Black folk kind of sort of have a right, and I know this might spark some conversation, but whatever, that's what we're here for. But we kind of have a right to use it because it's kind of a brotherhood type thing, brotherhood, sisterhood type thing. Whereas, you know, Black folk can use it, white folk can't. Okay. So why is that? It's kind of similar to, whereas, you know, I have brothers. Okay. Now, if my brothers are fighting, okay, if my brothers are having an issue, my thing is, all right, well, that's them, you know, that's cool. But now if you as an outsider was to come in and try to, you know, and start arguing or what have you, if there's an issue with my brother, now I got an issue with you. You know what I mean? So I think it's kind of the same, you know, with that word, in that, you know, people that are not Black probably shouldn't use it because you're not part of the family, if you know what I mean. And I know that could be construed in certain ways, but that's how I feel.
Cool. Thank you for that. Amber.
Yes. Yeah, so me personally, my views on it, I do not prefer that anybody use it. I'm not perfect. We have our moments if we're angry or we're playing around and we fall back in bad habits and stuff. So I'm not saying the word will never leave your lips. What I am saying is I don't see the point of using it for the fact of, even though we're supposed to be in this quote unquote brotherhood, you can be Black. If I don't know you and you call me that, I'll still probably take it offensively, brotherhood or not. And with the question mark about when is it okay, when is it not okay, and the history, I think it's best we just leave it alone altogether for the simple fact of it's a smoking gun. And as soon as that can of worms is open, it's like it opens a whole other can of worms that everybody cannot handle.
Cool. O'Neal?
I'm pro-use for sure. And growing up, using the word was just because you heard it around you all the time. But now that I'm older and I having time to reflect, I think it's for me, the maximum sign of camaraderie amongst my boys when we call each other the N-word. Like, I don't use it with anyone, and I wouldn't be okay with anyone using it with me. But once I have that level of understanding with somebody, then it's a term that we use amongst each other. And I think that feeling of exclusivity that it has when you use it around people who they know they can't say it, I don't know, it adds to it. So I take pride in using it, but I do use it sparingly, and I do hold people around me accountable who I expect to not use it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Brother AJ.
I am pro, I'm pro nigga. I'm going to say it. I am. I use it in my everyday life.
My nigga.
Exactly. A part of my language. It's a part of my vernacular every day. It comes from a familial place where the first time I heard somebody use the word nigga was my dad and my family. And he used that to describe my uncle and their relationship. So it started with a very deep ingrained part of me. And then it's just blossomed from there. Now, I am in agreement with you. I will not let just some random person call me a nigga. I'm not going to let somebody who is white say it to me, hard R or not. We have issues with that. Because this is
or even if it's a song, I ain't trying to hear it.
Right. If there's a song, you know what you could do? Just not move your mouth when they say nigga. It's quite easy. You skip that. So you don't have to say it. But just for myself, it shows that there is a bond between me and somebody else that is beyond a friendship to me. You have become a part of my chosen family. When I say, oh, that's my nigga, it's a whole different thing.
I'm on the same wave as that.
Cool. So I don't want to get too academic here, but I wanted to ask about how you guys' feelings are. And I'll start, and I'm going to go with the pro, but I want to show you guys something. I hope I don't mess this up. So I'm going to share my screen here, and I want to kind of go over something that I found when I was kind of, you know, researching this topic here. Let's see. Can you guys see this?
No.
No.
Not yet.
How about now?
Nope.
Not yet.
Hey, now we can. Okay. All right. Okay. You guys can see this, right? The highlighted words and stuff?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is the etymology of the word. And I wanted to kind of read this a little bit. This is from an academic journal of Early Republic, which was written back in summer 2016, right? So I want to kind of read this. In 1837, Hosea Easton, a black minister from Hartford, Connecticut, was one of the earliest black intellectuals to write about the word nigger. In several pages, he documented how it was an omnipresent refrain in the streets of antebellum North, used by whites to terrorize colored travelers. A term that elite African-Americans with financial ability and personal inclination to travel used to describe themselves. On reflecting upon the ways that the word nigger impacted color travelers, Easton painted a picture of urban landscape in which little urchins of Christian villagers, right? This is what he's calling little white kids, pestered black men and women as they passed. He said white parents and teachers used the word to instruct children that blacks were deficient, but also to show how their racial status was precarious. They disciplined white children with stories of nigger boogeymen and promised a child would have no more credit than a nigger if she misbehaved. Children absorbed their racial lessons and reacted with openly hostility when they saw real black people. White children taunted, "See nigger's thick lips, see his flat nose, nigger eyes shine, that slick looking nigger. Nigger, where'd you get so much coat? That nigger's priest." As he moved throughout the North, right? This is the North, not the South. This is the North. Easton experienced a cacophony of children's voices that continually infested the feelings of colored travelers, like the pestiferous breath of young devils and white adults who were heard to join in the concert. So not only the kids saying this, but obviously the adults are joining in. The same year, a white abolitionist concurred and highlighted how whites deployed the word nigger to hamper black mobility, noting that if a nigger walked the street, he was often hailed by men and boys with "Kofi nigger" or the like, right? I could go on and on reading that. So based on that, and I'm gonna check the screen sharing off here. I'm back now, right? You guys can see me.
Yeah.
So based on that, what is your, I mean, we know that this is, right, this is the etymology of the word, this word, the word came from. I want Brother AJ and Brother O'Neill to kind of chime in there. As you know, we see this history about what this guy wrote about in Hartford, Connecticut, right? What is your guys' thoughts about that?
Okay. My thought about it, that excerpt that you read alone supports how I feel about using the word nigga. The fact that it was meant to be in a very negative space, even in the North, which was supposed to be progressive at that point in time, when it came to black people becoming free, no longer in slavery and becoming a full human being by the rights of the law. The fact that the word still had such a negative connotation empowers me even more to say it. Just like history that's in monuments and museums and statues, that history is there because that image is there. Words can be written and spoken. And when you speak the power of a word, if it makes people feel uncomfortable, there's a reason why. That uncomfortability is going back to the history that created the word. And once you go back into history, it can no longer be forgotten. And that's why I won't let go.
I feel like from listening to that, that etymology further explains or further enforces why strictly Black people should use it. Because even if a white person is using it in a song or a joking way, you can't ignore all of that negative connotation it once had coming from white people. So, I'm still going to use it, but I can understand also why someone who's Black wouldn't want to use it because of that history. You know what I'm saying? So,
Amber, tell them why they're wrong, if they are.
So I do understand what both the gentlemen are saying. However, with what you stated about the historical content, it really further, in my opinion, justifies the fact that we should do our best to not use it. Whenever it comes to the definition of a word, it does not change. They just expand upon how it can be used. The original meaning of the word was something degrading. Nigger being listed as something that was positive or quote-unquote slang did not happen until years later after it had been used for an extended period of time for one purpose and one purpose only. So at the end of the day, it's kind of hard to take power out of a word when at the end of the day, what the word meant did not change. It is simply its usage.
Cool. Cameron, you got any thoughts on that?
No strong thoughts. I know the background of the word, not necessarily these details, but, I knew the background of the word, prior to this. It doesn't really change the way that I see it. It's not really any new information.
Cool. So let me ask you this. So we talked about the etymology of the word, that article, and numerous others. All this stuff is all researchable on the internet. So the word comes from England, or not from England, from Spanish, negra, or whatever. And, basically Europeans gave us this word. And so the question has to be, if they didn't call us this, would we call us this? Would we be calling ourselves this? Anyone with thoughts on that?
Definitely not, I don't think. Yeah, I think the whole prominence of the word is the repurposing of it. And right. It being turned into something that we enjoy being called, as opposed to
right. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I did cut you off. Okay. So I have to agree. I mean, yes or no. We would not be using it. Had they not given us the word. But I mean, there's a lot of things that we wouldn't be doing if we wouldn't. Most of us wouldn't be here if we weren't taken from. from the continent of Africa, but we're here. And we ain't leaving. I don't think that really has any bearing on whether or not we should use the word personally.
Yeah. If it didn't have its history, I would not be saying the word nigga today. Would have no provenance in my life whatsoever. And I can give one example of another situation where a word has been reclaimed in a way, and take the word queer. Queer was a very negative word before the liberation of sexuality. And now I even identify myself as a queer Black man. The words are different. The negativity behind them was the same. Why is it okay now that queer is said on television, reclaimed as this powerful word, but nigga can't?
To that I would ask, okay, but to a non-queer person, I mean, is it okay for me to use it?
Oh,
it's perfectly fine. So I think we're all in agreement that white people should not be using this. And I would even say and we can get into this. Should other people be using it? Hispanic persons, Asian persons?
Hell no. This is strictly a Black thing.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. So yeah. So we're saying so given that queer analogy, should with that line of thinking, should not only queers should use this word, or what am I missing about that? Why is this word so different? Why is this word so different?
The word's different because the way it's said. So if you say, "Hey, I am not a queer individual," there's no offense behind that. But if you were to shout at me, "You're a queer," I'm going to say, "Hey, yeah, I am," because that's how I identify now. But in the past, that was the start for a gay bashing, an assault, whatever else could come further, even worse, or a murder at that point from saying that word. Now that we have it reclaimed and it's used as a proud word, it's the same way I take the word nigga. A white person could call me a nigger and I'm ready to fight. A black person could say, "Hey, that's my nigga," and it's like, okay, there's a sense of community, which is the same thing that brought on with the word queer.
So why you take some of the coolest white persons around. Go ahead, Amber. Go ahead.
Just to say the fact of, I think the big difference between, as example that AJ used, the queer and nigga, the first time I heard queer used in a positive way, I remember I was watching television. I believe it was the Pride Month, similar to now, or something of that nature. Being able to take the word like queer and use it in a positive way, that helped the media because it made the media appear like they were not biased. They can't do that with the word nigga. But the simple fact of it would give the opposite feel and the opposite effect of what they're trying to do. It's just different for the fact of accepting people of same sex or different sexualities. That's something that makes them look good. They're not really trying to do that when it comes to race, for the simple fact of the thought process behind it seems to have more weight for some people for whatever odd reason.
I can understand that. When I think of just nigga by itself, we're not saying it on television because all of us at some point have said at some point it makes you feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And when you feel uncomfortable and you're watching TV, the first thing that you do is flip that channel. Pause it, DVR it. I'm not finishing the rest of this program because I'm uncomfortable. The uncomfortability is what needs to be pushed past because we have shows on TV. Well, we had The Wire, we've got Insecure, we've got these shows with black cats. And if the word can't even be said by them on television, what is the message that's being put forth from that?
Has that word, well, let me ask you this. So let's just differentiate between nigga and nigger, right? That hard R sound. Somebody differentiate that for me and why there's such a difference to it.
I think they have two different meanings, personally. You know, I think that nigger is still a derogatory term, regardless who uses it. That's my personal opinion, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever. When you put that hard R on there, like that's not a brotherhood type thing, you know? So, I mean, I think that is the biggest difference there. I mean, it's almost two different words. It's two totally different words.
I view it as two separate words as well, just because people pronounce it differently. They have totally two different purposes. You know what I mean?
Right.
So as far as the two different purposes, so we're saying that nigger is that negative word. It's that negative word, right? We're saying that negative word.
Yeah. It's racist or derogatory.
Yes.
And so that word has not lost its power. We're trying to say, right?
Correct.
I would assume.
That's how I feel about it. Yeah.
Okay. We do have a question from the audience here. This is Ronald Petty Jr. He's asking a question. Do you know of white Southerners calling one another the N-word? White Southerners, right? They're not calling. And to that, I would also add another question I was going to get into. White Southerners, he's saying, but do we know do all ethnic groups have some type of negative word applied to them?
Right.
Who else has adopted that word or even changed the ending of the word or beginning of the word, right, to mean something different?
None.
Or does that strike you as relevant that no other group uses
I think they do. I think they do. I know some Italians that you know that they'll refer to each other as guineas or what have you. I mean, I wouldn't just go up to an Italian, "What's up, guinea?" I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? So I think there are other ethnicities that do it.
I don't think any are as popular.
It's not as popular. But I mean, it's not in their music. It's not, you know, it's not a part of, you know, somebody might push back on this, but it's not a part of their culture per se. They may say it, you know, one to another, but I mean, again, I might get some pushback on this, but I mean, I feel like the word nigga is, it's kind of a part of Black culture, you know, whether you like it or not, disagree or not. In my opinion, it is what it is.
Yeah.
There are definitely other groups that have their words. Perfect example. Now, this is not a race, but example. So a lot of women like to call each other B now. And right. That's something that was very negative in the past. And I'm not for the whole B thing either. If you call me that, I'm Christian, but you might catch hands. I'm not for that.
Laying on of hands. I get it.
That is something that, yes, holy hands. I will be laying mm-hmm. with hands, and I do not think it will be prayer. But that's something that they do. I think the different thing with nigga, similar to the B word or queer, is the fact of it was something that started coming up more in the media. Once again, nigga, this is something that they've been saying to each other for years. If you look at the Malcolm X film, you hear them call each other that in the film. But when hip hop came around, it became more mainstream, knowing that we were calling each other this as right. a culture. And then once they see we doing it, oh, that's cool. I can do it too. No.
Not at all.
But they weren't aware of that until like the 80s going into the 90s. Before then, it was like a little well-kept secret. Like nobody really knew about it except us.
So just continue with this line of thought here. Kelly Quinn is saying, not an ethnic term, but women have definitely taken the word bitch and now use it as a term of positive connection. So I want to ask about that and talk about, right, this idea that we're taking the positive, even the A or the AH at the end of the word, and it's a positive thing. But one of my biggest issues is if it was just used as a positive and never used as a negative, for example, if you and I just call, yeah, man, that's my nigga. Yeah, okay. But as soon as I get mad at you, now I'm a whoop you nigga, right? Right. So can it be both at the same time? Can it be? And I would say that even for the B word, can it be the both at the same time?
Yeah,
can you love me and hate me at the same?
Oh yeah,
it is. I mean, we don't have to like it, but like I said, it just what you explained shows that it is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a multi-purpose word.
Right.
Like if you,
there's very few of them.
Too much of a blurred line.
Yeah. If I walk out of 7-Eleven and I've got a nice hot dog in my hand, and then some guy hits it out of my hand, my first response may be, "Nigga, are you serious? I'm about to beat the shit out of you." Or it could be the complete opposite. Oh, hey, my nigga, you brought me a slushy today. Perfect. There's that whole connotation of what happens in the fact of the word being said. The full context has to be taken into account.
So this is Danny, who's backing up your point there a little bit earlier, AJ, a gay queer man, including myself, taking the word faggot and reclaimed it, and sometimes use it amongst other gay queer friends, but not with straight cisgendered people. I did not know that about people that they're calling each other faggots and positive term. I did not know that.
Oh, it happens. I mean, it makes you uncomfortable. I work at a bar. And sometimes I'll see a group of regular comes in. I'm like, oh, the fags are here because I know I'm about to get paid. I know there's money.
I definitely would not say that. I'm not
saying that. And then there's the opposite of it. It can also be used in a very negative way where if you come into my bar and you're crazy, I'm like, okay, this faggot, you got to go because we're not here for this. So it's all about the context of how it's said. But at the end of the day, for me, using words like fag, nigga, bitch, all these things, they were meant to be very negative, but the way that we take the power of negativity away is by taking that word and enforcing it to become something positive.
Yeah. It almost sounds like it's more so the person that's using it, you know, as to whether or not it's okay or not. you know, whether it's the N word, the F word, you know, or some other word, like I said, the word with that some Italians use, or what have you. It's the person that's using it that really determines if it's acceptable or not, and also who they're talking to.
And the situation.
And the particular situation. But I don't know. I question, is it even really the situation? Because, you know, if a black person was to be looking at me and say, "What's up, my nigga?" You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to think anything negative about that. And on the flip side of that, if he was like, "Yo, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, nigga." You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. That's exactly my point.
Yeah. So, I mean, either way, I'm not looking at that person as racist. You know what I mean? So that's why I say that it's probably more likely. It's probably more so the source, the person that's using that term. Rather it's the B word, the Q word, the, you know, whatever, the F word, whatever. You know, you say that the queer, you say that's more so accepted now, and I do see that in society that's who you are. You know what I mean? It's like no longer a derogatory term for anybody, but so that probably wouldn't even really be in this conversation. But the F word and so on and so forth. You know, it seems like it really depends on who's saying it, you know?
Right. Yeah. So I was listening to, or I was reading something and talked about internalized oppression, right? So is this an example of internalized oppression, right? We've already said that we would not be calling ourselves that if other people didn't give us this word. Does anyone have any thoughts about that?
I don't think it has anything to do with oppression.
But go ahead, Amber.
I honestly think it is, for the simple fact of we've all agreed it came from a negative meaning. And depending on who uses it, the word still has power to it, depending on who is using it or may possibly the situation they're using it in. If somebody has hurt me, oppressed me, whatever has taken place, I don't want to use something that was started by them and try to reclaim it. I want to get rid of them and get rid of it. I don't really see the point of still having that word in our culture when we know where it comes from. I just don't get the point. It's like, I understand reclaiming the power and the motive behind reclaiming the power, but I do not think that is the way to reclaim the power, because at the end of the day, obviously there's still issues with power. That's why we have the drama we have now. Saying nigga hasn't changed that.
I'm just curious if I can. Do you use the B word?
No, I do not at all.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's internalized oppression. I think people get the opposite effect when they use it, like a liberating effect. But that's just me. I wouldn't associate it with, when we use it, we don't associate it with our trauma, you know what I mean? Right. Or our past history.
Well, I would actually push back against that a little bit. I think it's absolutely come out of our trauma, out of our past, in that we call ourselves this, right? Because as I start to read in that article before, is that other people have been calling us this. Little kids call us this. And next thing you know, we're calling us this. And that's part of the problem I have with it, is we were once, and they did this to make us feel like we're nothing and less than and all this kind of stuff. And now to try to take that and say, okay, I am something, I am positive, but it's not fully there for me yet. And that's where my point is that where I'm coming from is that, go ahead.
So the issue for me is, if a word makes you uncomfortable and you're not saying it, you're not addressing it, you're not talking about it, I feel that right there, giving into that uncomfortable feeling and avoiding it, is now adding to the oppression that word caused. If there's something that has scarred me, possibly traumatized me, the only way to move past it is to face it head on. And I always go back to the concept in my head that if we forget history, history is doomed to repeat itself. So even having nigga, which doesn't stand for the same thing that nigger does, having that connotation to say that this word came from this oppressive period, but we've now changed it to be something that's a part of us, and it's still an everyday reminder that you were considered less than a human for longer than we've been here, is the reason why I say keep the word in existence.
And to add on to that, even if we didn't use it as Black people, white people still would. So I feel like us using it kind of de-escalates the impact it has when that time comes when a white person does pull it out their bag to say it. You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask you this, though. So do white people use it? Hear me out. Because, I mean, we just said that they're two different words. You know what I mean? Nigger and nigga are two different things. You know what I mean? So I feel like if a white person was trying to, you know, exhibit the racism, you know, or make you feel a certain way because of your race, they would put the hard E on it. You know, the hard R on it, rather. You know what I mean? So it's a different word. I mean, yes, I understand that, you know, white folk will use nigga when they're, you know, reciting rap lyrics or whatever, you know, that, but that's not really what I'm talking about here. I'm talking specifically about racial issues, you know? So, I mean, it's a different word that they're going to use, you know, and we all agreed that word in particular is a negative word. Nigger is a negative word, period, regardless who's using it, you know?
Yeah. And, Amber, if you want to go ahead.
Go ahead, Amber.
Well, to respond to something that AJ said, I do understand about the whole reminder thing, but we don't have to use the word nigga to be reminded of how we have been treated and we are treated. We could turn on our news or go outside and see that. And regarding Cameron, you of course white people use both. I've heard white people try to use the nigga trying to be cool, and that got shot down.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've had people call me nigger. So I've had all of that. I work customer service. I had a customer start calling me a nigger over the phone because he was angry about something going on with his service. I had to end the phone call.
I hope that was his last day.
So, I mean, both of the words, they try to use it in various ways to get various reactions. Some try to use nigger and be cool. Some try to use nigger just to be ignorant. It depends on the person, unfortunately, and their maturity level.
Right.
So let's get to this question. The leader of the Klan who became with the Black gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he said he had more respect for his Black man than these white niggers. Why do you think the leader of the Klan would call people white niggers? I vaguely remember what he's talking about, but I mean, why would anybody call them white niggers? Why would he use that?
I think it's the pinnacle of like taking away someone's humanity, that word. So he's using it for a white person. So he has to preface it by saying white nigger. But in reality, the term nigger is used to dehumanize. So that's what that person was trying to do when he was referring to white people.
I 100% agree with your explanation of it. When you hear people look at some of the protest videos we've seen, white people who are marching, there are white people on the other side calling them nigger lovers, or you're a white nigger. So for them, that is immediately saying you are less than the pinnacle of what we are. You've gone down to a different level that we don't respect. And that's why I feel that they say that makes it even worse in a way of you're only even attacking your other people because they love the people that you used to see as less than.
So Dimitri, I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying here. That's a disconnect between older generation and the newer. There are plenty of things that we incorporate into our culture from our oppressors, but nigga is the thing that keeps us on the fence. Are you saying we should get rid of everything or we should get rid of, if we're gonna get rid of stuff, I wanna make sure I understand what you're saying. If we're gonna get rid of stuff from other cultures, should we get rid of everything or just
that? He's saying that to make the N-word the part of our history that we're so against incorporating is silly because we keep so many other things. We keep their name, we kept their religion, we keep a lot of things from slavery. So the N-word is the least of what he's trying to say. Okay. You know, how could you say you don't want to say the N-word because it was used to oppress us, but yet you didn't change your last name? your last name is probably a slave owner's name.
Right.
Well, listen, I actually think that we ought to give back a lot of stuff, but I actually agree with that. So,
and then also the religion thing. A lot of people are the religion they are because their ancestors passed it down. But your ancestors got it from slavery, you know? So how could you be on the fence about the N-word but not the other things is what Dimitri's trying to say.
Right.
Very good cool. point.
Yeah, it's a good point. Good point.
Which I agree with, you know?
So does anybody here think that because we use it, because we've internalized it, that it makes other people think that it's okay to treat us a certain way, right? If this guy, the Klan leader, as somebody was saying before, treated them as white niggers, or he's calling them white niggers. So if it's a term of being less than, because we're adopting this less than mentality, or not even mentality, we're adopting this less than word, does anyone think that other different cultures can now look down upon us and say, okay, they're calling themselves that, so why not? Go ahead, Amber.
I definitely do. For now, I will say this. I think it's more of a subconscious thing, for the fact of, I think a lot of times things we believe or stereotypes or things that we pay attention to, we don't always realize it in the front of our minds that we do. But I definitely think it plays a part in how they view us as African Americans, Black U.S. citizens, however you want to put that terminology. I think that's definitely something where it makes them look at us a little bit differently. And I know some people will say they don't care. I believe that, and I don't believe that, but that's a different conversation. But I think it definitely plays a part in how they view us, even if they maybe don't realize it does.
I agree with you. I think it definitely, this is my opinion, I definitely think that it plays a part in how other people view us. Do we care about that? Do we care about how other ethnicities view us? Should we care?
I don't think we should, because regardless of how they view us, the way they treat us is what's important. And our society hasn't treated us correctly, regardless of how they viewed us as half humans, or now we're legally human now, you know what I mean? So I don't think how they feel about us ever matters. It's what we can hold them accountable to, you know what I mean? So if they're going to treat us badly regardless, what difference does it make? You know what I mean?
Amber, go ahead.
I do understand what you're saying, but how they treat us and how they view us are directly tied. When somebody treats you negatively, it started because they viewed you in a negative manner first. If we could possibly change how they viewed us, I think the treatment would help. Now, you can't fix everybody, because at the end of the day, this is the world. But they're directly tied to each other.
But I see what you're saying. I agree. But the use of the way they viewed us was here before we started using the N-word. So I don't think using the N-word is adding to their negative view of us. I just don't think the word is helping that. I agree with you. How they don't view us the same way they view other whites. But us using the N-word isn't fueling that, I don't think. You know what I mean? Their views never changed since they found us in Africa before the word was used, you know?
AJ, you had something?
So I'm with O'Neal. I don't believe that the way of using the word nigga is contributing to how people, specifically white people, view me. In my neighborhood, I am the only Black man who lives in my building. And I think I'm actually the only Black person who lives on my street. And that's just based on where I actually live at. And before I speak, I've already had judgment cast upon me by every face that I see before I even smile and open my mouth. And they have no idea that I use the word nigga. They have no idea I'm a podcaster. Their opinion has not changed because it was already determined before they even heard my voice. So I don't think that saying the word nigga adds to their negative connotation of who we are.
Yeah, I think that goes way back. Boy, something we don't know.
I'm trying to moderate here. Let's see. How do we educate our youth? This is from Danny Valverde. How do we educate youth on this topic? Growing up in Queens, New York, I was exposed to the term and it's part of my regular language and acceptable with my Black and non-Black persons of color, queers. I now don't use
peers,
it.
Peers.
Peers. I'm sorry. What did I say? Queers? What did I say? Peers. POC peers. I'm sorry.
How dare you?
How dare I? Oh man, I'm gonna get beat up now. I now don't use it, but there have been instances where it slipped out because it became ingrained into my thought process, and that's the part that I'm really struggling with. Is this ingraining that's in our thought process into my thought process where it may happen automatically? Not an excuse to use it, just what I've experienced personally. I'm a non-Black Latino. So again, here's the question. Here's this non-Black Latino. Should he be using it? And he grew up in an environment where everybody was using it. Go ahead, Ken.
I think not. I mean, I say no. I know that a lot of Latinos do use the word, but I say no. It's not your word to use. You know, that's where I
think,
stand.
No, I agree. I think his original question is how we educate the youth on the topic, and right. I think to answer that, it comes down to Black people teaching the future generations of Black people to hold their peers accountable of that this word is a Black thing. You know what I mean? Don't have your, you cool with any race, whatever, but you know what I mean? Don't call them the N-word and don't be okay with them calling you that word.
So we're all sitting out. He grew up in Queens around a bunch of, Black people, and we want to integrate more into society. And yet, if I grew up around more white people, AJ was saying that, just all this kind of stuff, and a song comes on, or we're watching Dave Chappelle special, shout out to him and his new one, and we're watching this stuff, and all this, they're saying this stuff, and we really expect them not to say those words and terms, and even if they mean it endearingly, because that's what we're saying, that's what people are saying, is that it can be meant in an endearing fashion, and we really expect people not to say those words. I mean, J-Lo Jennifer Lopez got into some trouble or whatever for saying that in a song. And is it right to ask people to do that, especially if you want to live in this mixed culture? To say, you could do everything else I'm doing. We could hang out. We could go to the movies. We could go out to eat after. But just don't say that one word.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it you don't get, Lawrence? I don't know.
You don't use the F word with your queer friends. You know what I mean? It's the same kind of respect. You don't call your female friends the B words. It's the same kind of respect.
It absolutely. Good. Amber.
Amber, go ahead.
I want to say this before I say anything. I am very happy of how AJ and O'Neal have been able to express themselves in a very well-spoken manner about something. Whether we agree or disagree, it's great to have a mature discussion about it. To answer Mr. Hunter's question, heck no. That seems like the biggest double standard ever. That's like me, like when Cameron asked me if I used the B word. I said no. Now, let's say hypothetically I did use the B word. Everybody watching will be like, hold up, you're talking about the B word ain't good, but you use it too? That's not okay. It's too much of a blurred line. It's like, because whenever you have a blurred line that big, somebody's going to cross the line, and then they get canceled, and their heads are taken off, and in their minds, they're like, I didn't mean no harm.
That's a good point, and I want to read something in a minute if I can about that. Go ahead, AJ.
So my one thing to say that, and with Danny's question, Danny, being somebody who grew up around Black people and it was a part of their everyday verbiage of what they use, that's one thing. But just looking at yourself, myself, any other person in the mirror, we know we look different. There's a reason to it. We know we look different. The word nigger came from the fact that our skin is Black, that we have brown and darker shades. That's where that word was created, for that reason, to denigrate us in a way, to make us feel less than human. And now that it has been reclaimed by a whole culture of people, it doesn't make it bad. But again, it's not for everybody. Words have a meaning and they have a thing. If I go around telling people I'm a doctor, but I haven't put in the years of institutional knowledge and everything that I need to become a doctor, I am not qualified to say that word. If your family has not been tied to 400 years of oppression, plus another 50 years, and then systematic racism, you don't have that experience and background to use the word that reflects, that generated all of that. And that's why I feel it's not for everybody. You haven't put in the dues to say this word.
Okay, go ahead, Amber.
So I do like how you put that, AJ. My only question with that is this. Using your analogy you did of being a doctor. When someone goes to medical school, they put in the training, they put in the studying. When they get there, when they're able to say they're a doctor, that's something of honor, something that they went and earned willingly because they wanted to. We did not want to be in no oppression. We did not want to be in no systematic racism. We didn't ask or volunteer for none of this. This was put upon us. So I don't see how nigga could be something that we could see as a term of honor or endearment when we were put in a situation that A, we didn't ask for, and B, we did not have control over.
So I agree with what you said, that it's a situation that we did not ask for, that we did not sign up for, because I don't know a single person who was like, hey, throw me on the boat, beat the hell out of me, and make me farm for you. Not a single one of us would have ever said that. But the experience cannot be denied. That experience that a doctor gets going to school, doing their labs, cadavers, and all those things, take that into account when your parents or whoever is your influence in your life is that older generation had that conversation with you about your job is to make the police feel comfortable, or about keeping your hands up and explaining everything you're doing because you know your treatment's going to be different compared to somebody who's white. Or knowing that you're going to be making less than, on average, 70% of white Americans. Or knowing that your life is going to be valued as less when you go to the doctor and say, I'm feeling this way. And they say, no, you're fine. You're just complaining. You want drugs. That's the same experience that's being brought into our lives. That's passed down to us from our parents, our grandparents, and people who have experienced even worse. So I still put in the effort, even though I didn't want to. I put in the effort so when I walk out my front door, I don't walk out my front door and just say, hey, I'm a person in this neighborhood. I am a Black man in this neighborhood who is easily watched by other people. My experience still says I have this coat of armor on me, and the fact that I use the word nigga, I earned the right to say it. My parents earned the right to say it, and I can't let it go.
So we're saying... Well, not we, you guys are saying because of the experiences of being lynched, of being tortured, tormented, I read that the whole thing, that gives us the right to call. They were calling us this as they're lynching us. As Oprah Winfrey said, this is the last word that many of our ancestors heard before that rope was around their neck and they're being dragged and alligator bait and all the crazy stuff that happened to us. And so because our ancestors went through that, I get to call you that?
Yes. And I say it that way because this is the last word our ancestors heard. This is the word that white people created and now makes them feel uncomfortable to hear because it reminds them of their history. I am not going to stop saying it because it's the last thing that my ancestor heard. It's going to be something you hear me say because my last ancestor heard it. I'm going to bring that memory back to you, that uncomfortable feeling of not knowing what to do, that uncomfortable feeling of not knowing that your privilege doesn't give you everything.
Let me read something that came through from a couple text messages. This is from a friend of mine, Michelle. Let's see. She has an opinion about the N-word that no one should use it. Not Black people, especially Black men. They should not call each other that, to be honest. And the only time I was ever called the N-word was by another Black person, and I told them not to ever refer to me as that. No white person's ever called me that, and at least not to her face, she says. And she grew up in Wilkett, Connecticut, which is fairly white at that time. And she told someone else about, you know, what we got going on here. And this is a friend of hers says, should only be with close friends. Should only be with close friends because you shouldn't use it in jest with another because she's Black. Here's another friend of hers says, I think that we've grown accustomed to using it to a point where we don't realize the negativity that represents. I myself am learning not to use it. I realize the effect it has on our own, as well as white folk and other nationalities. So many before us have lost their lives due to that word. And that's kind of, you know, my daughter here, who probably first or second time listening here, says, I don't know if this was asked, but Spanish people don't let us call Spics, and Native Americans don't call Redskins, and they don't use it around amongst each other. So why should we reclaim that word? I had I did a show about Native American mascots. And on that show, there was actually a white lady. I actually reached out to a number of different Native Americans. None of them wanted to be on. So a white lady ended up coming on, and that was her specialty. She talked about Native American mascots. And she was kind of very forceful in making sure that I did not say, she made me call it the R word or whatever. So there, other people are very sensitive about that. If they are not trying to reclaim those words, why are we trying to reclaim ours? Because we are, because we are. Once again, this is where I say it's kind of internalized. This is my point, is that it shows to me it's an internalized thing. We've been called that so many times that we think that this is okay. And I that's my problem with it. We've been called this, and we've been beat down and beat down and beat down. This is what you are. This is your lot in life. And now we've accepted and said, okay, yeah, okay, it is our lot in life. Go ahead, Amber.
I do agree with you on that. Now, I will not say this about everyone, because as I stated, I'm very happy that we were all able to come on here and make our views known in an articulate and well-educated manner. But I do think some people, they it's pulled out almost like a justification. Like, you know what? I'm used to saying it. I'm not going to change the fact that I say it because I grew up saying it. I'm going to do what I want. So if somebody asks me, I'm going to keep this in my back pocket as a justification for what I'm doing just because I don't feel like stopping doing it. I don't really think everybody really sees it as taking the power back. Some people just like, I'm going to do what I want to do.
For myself, I'm going to keep going back to history on its own. The erasure of history has happened ever since the establishment of people. History is written by the winners. Whoever wins writes history. And as we go on, looking at what's going on, one of the biggest distributors of school books in the United States is Scholastic. Let's say we eliminate saying the word nigga, and then nigga's not in the Scholastic books our children are reading in school. Slavery gets condensed to a chapter, possibly even saying that we volunteered for this work.
We are saying that. down in Texas, that's in their books.
It is in their books. And this is the changing of history. Verbal history, just like written history, is very important. I'm going to keep saying the word nigga because it has that past. Whether or not that's what it's meant to reflect in that moment when I say it, of nigga, pass me some food. I'm not saying, hey, 400 years of oppression, slavery, and torture and harm is what I'm asking why you pass me nachos. But that word, it's going to stick. It lingers in the brain, and it stays there to be passed on to other people. So just like I did when my dad first said, hey, my uncle is his nigga, and he raised his hand and said it to me, my first thing was, well, what does that mean? And then when he explained it to me and why he says it, forever and a day, it was in my vernacular.
So I asked a question in the chat let me write it down here. Ask a question in the chat to any white person listening. Do you feel any type of way when you hear the word? And Mike Edwards wrote in, well, you know how I feel about it. It offends me when I hear it in any context. And he's saying to rise above. So.
Rise above what? Using the word?
Rise above using the word. If this is our past, if this was the past and it was used to beat us down emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, let's get above that. Let's rise above that. There was a time that we were calling each other, in the 70s, we started calling each other brother, right? You were my brother. I'm not going to, you're no longer the N-word. You're my brother. You're my sister, right? And then we went to kings and queens, right? Kings and queens. And now we're right back to this word again because of whatever, because of rap music, because of comedians, because of society. Why are we right back here? And go ahead.
Why is it so hard to accept that the word is repurposed? Why is that such a challenge? It's just like all the other words we mentioned. It's repurposed.
I'll tell you what the challenge is for me.
It has a different meaning to us. And we shouldn't care what it means to other people. Who cares how white people feel when they hear it?
Because I personally am not convinced that it's fully a different word. I'm not convinced of that. And I don't know if we're far enough beyond that point, right? The word fantastic means something good, right? It's great. Man, that was fantastic. You brought home an A, and that's fantastic. But the word actually has a root word of fantasy, right? 100 years ago, that word, if you use the word fantastic, it means that what you said was unbelievable. It was a lie. You got these fantasy fish stories. So I'm not convinced that we're to that point yet and this is what I was saying before, is that other people are looking at us. We have internalized this word. I believe there's a lot of internal oppression behind that word that we've internalized. And when other people are around us hearing that word, why would you call each other that? No other group of people are doing this type of thing. And okay, I heard what you said a number of times, O'Neal, and it's strong, and it's, we shouldn't care what other people think. And I think that as African Americans, we really have to be very strong in who we are and what we think. But if I love you today and I get mad at you, I can't use the same word. I can't use the same word to say I'm mad at you. Right, you can't be my nigga who we go hoop with and all this, and then as soon as you get mad, I'm gonna go kill this. I can't be the same word. That's my opinion about it. Go ahead, Cam. Are you on?
You're muted right now.
I'm sorry. No, I'm muted on my mic. My bad. I have to stand by what I said earlier. They're two different words. They're two different words, you know? So, I mean, yeah, nigga is one word. Nigger is a totally different word. You know, like I said, I don't care who you are. If you call me a nigger, I'm going to have an issue. If you call me a nigga, I'm it depends on who you are. I'm not going to say that it's right, but that's what it is.
Kelly wrote in, as a white person, I don't like to hear the word because of the deep and violent history of it. I've been called N-word lover and a mixer. That's the Klan word for a white person who with a black child. I understand that it has been repurposed, and I damn sure don't have an opinion about black people using it amongst themselves, but not a non-black person cannot use it in any form, in my opinion.
Totally agree.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Well, anyone else?
I mean, the one thing I can say is, if for myself saying the word nigga is one of those spaces that I relate to as a positive in my life, I'm going to keep tying it to that portion. But just the fact that we're having the conversation, whether you say nigga or hard R, for some people, it comes from a very hurtful, angry, and uncomfortable space. But that's what it's meant for at times. At times, it's meant to make you feel uncomfortable. When we get comfortable and we get complacent, things don't change, nothing happens, you don't feel good. If I'm at a bar with a group of my friends and I'm like, oh, what's up? These are my niggas over here, and I'm bringing some over to introduce them. I don't care who else is around me feels uncomfortable. You feel uncomfortable because you don't like the history behind that word. But what are you actually doing to change the history that's being written in front of our eyes today? That is what I care about. And if one word can spark this much conversation, then I'm going to keep saying it. There's a reason to have this discourse. And change always comes uncomfortably. And it's okay. And I feel it. And I love that we can have this in this forum. I may not agree with everything ever said, everything the camera said, everything that you said, but the fact that we can get together and just talk about it, it's a step in the right direction to me.
Go ahead, Cam.
So now, me personally, I do not use the word, I use the word sparingly. It really depends on who's around. If I'm in front of an older black person, I'm not going to use the word. If I'm in front of most white people, I'm not going to use the word. That's just me. Now I heard AJ that you said that you would, and that's fine. But me personally, I mean, I can find another word. You know, so I'm not out to make anyone feel uncomfortable. And why make them feel uncomfortable if it's not necessary? And I mean, even when I say that I wouldn't use it around an older Black person, I mean, but even with that said, if I heard them use it, then I kind of feel free to use it. You know what I mean? But my point is, I'm not out to make anybody feel uncomfortable, regardless. So that's you know, again, I do use the word, but I do use it with caution.
Go ahead, Amber.
So at the end of the day, people are going to say what they're going to say. And regardless, I have to respect what you say, even if we do not agree on what is being said. Me personally, I do not prefer the use for the fact of it sparks conversation. But once again, there's that very blurred line. The first time I was called nigger was by a Hispanic boy when I was in third grade. And mind you, at that point in my life, I was told, people say, you know what? Nigger actually means ignorant. Now, I'm looking in the dictionary now. That's not accurate, but I like that. I said, okay, cool. He called me a nigger. I said, what does it mean? He said, it means Black. I said, no, it means ignorant. And you ignorant not knowing what something means. And I flipped it on him. Everybody was loving it. Oh, snap, she told him, yeah. But as a third grader, you don't want to have to be dealing with that. And the sad part is, that was years ago. I'm 25 now. And this is something that still happens with people even today. We've gone through all these years, but we haven't made much progress. That's why I'm like, you know, let's just leave it alone. Because as much as we say it's repurposed, people going to still use it for the same stupid stuff every now and then when they feel like it.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where we are, is that people are going to use the word. And your point about, I think Ronald Petty, wrote this before. Are you aware of the definition of the word nigger changing in the dictionary? They are asking for the word to go back to its original form because it never mentioned a Black person. The word nigger and niggered is cousins, and we must know the original definition, right? So niggardly does mean ignorance or whatever. But nigger comes from Negro or Black or whatever. So Reagan Michelle Durton wrote, as a white person, I was told that under no circumstances to ever use that word, ever. And that's what it is for me. I won't use the word ever, but I hear other people use it and it makes me uncomfortable because it was a taboo word. I wish the word can become a word of affection instead of oppression, but I don't think I could ever use it. So, good. Well, thank you all. We're obviously not going to get anywhere, but I thank you all. But I think we had a good conversation, and I really think that you know, it's. Let me ask you guys this in closing here: is this debate lost? Is this going on that we're never going to get rid of the word? So I assume that AJ and O'Neill don't want to get rid of the word. So the word's not going anywhere. So persons like Amber and myself should just kind of just shut our pie holes and just.
I think it just comes down. It comes down to the fact that you have to accept that some people just view it differently, and it is what it is. Generational, you know, my generation, we hear listening on our music and we use it all the time. So to us, our view of it is totally different from someone who might be grew up in the 60s. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. You just have to accept that. You're not cool with it, cool. You know what I mean?
Cool. I'm definitely not going to say that I didn't gain anything from this conversation. I actually gained a lot from this conversation. Amber and Hunter, you both educated me on the side of not wanting to say the word. And it makes me have a greater respect for people who voice that opinion. That conversation and that discourse is important because we're still learning how to talk to people alone in this country. With the advent of social media and cell phones, you can post anything and just fill whatever you want to fill. Fill your oats for all I care. But to have the conversation to say, I am not comfortable with this and this is why, it's the same if we were to go against somebody and say, that's not sexual harassment, that's not what I meant. No, the way it was received is what's important. So how I receive nigga and how you receive it are two different things, but to have the conversation and say, this is why, helps even break those barriers of people who feel uncomfortable starting the conversation.
Cool. Very good. Before we end for the show, I was not going to have a show for tomorrow, and I only did this because I want to accommodate Amber. Usually I try to keep the shows on Monday, but tomorrow I am going to do a show for anyone listening. I want to do a show about the shooting in Atlanta, and so you guys can tune in for that. So we'll do a show tomorrow about Atlanta. I'm going to try to have a guest, or otherwise it'll just be me and you guys, or whoever's going to type in and watch in. So I am going to try to have a guest where we'll have on and kind of discuss the shooting in Atlanta and whether this is something we should really stand behind as strongly as we are for George Floyd and all the other as well. So tune in for that. And so thank you all for tuning in. I want to give you guys one more chance to kind of push your show, your platform, tell us where we can hear you guys at and all that kind of stuff. So we'll start with AJ.
So again, my name is AJ Vandertunt. You can check out my podcast, Lifestyle of a Gay Black Boy. I am on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Himalaya. Feel free to check me out. I post new episodes every Tuesday.
Very good. O'Neal.
Hey everyone, my name's O'Neal. If you enjoyed the show and what I had to say, you could check me out on the Black Mental Podcast, where we discuss things like this all the time with other guests. We're all kind of my age group, so we have that view. We have similar views on things like that, and we talk, discuss anime, and come check it out on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, or the Apple Podcast. Black Mental. Amber.
Yes, once again, my name is Amber Gardner. My podcast, AG's Truth. We are wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on Instagram. My business Instagram is _A Gardner. And the podcast Instagram is AG's Truth. We keep both of them loaded, weekly episodes. I sell some merch on my business Instagram. These shirts are actually going on sale starting tomorrow. So we're doing big things. Make sure you follow.
Cam.
All right. My name is Cameron Norfleet. I do have a podcast. It's the Cameron Norfleet Podcast. I am a real estate agent here in the state of Connecticut. Again, I deal mostly with real estate investors. So if there's anyone out there that's looking for an investment property, whether you're a flipper, a buy and hold, or what have you, I also put out a lot of content on YouTube. Just look me up on YouTube, Cameron Norfleet. Again, Cameron Norfleet Podcast. I'm also on Instagram and so on and so forth. I put a lot of information out in regards to what's going on in the local markets and things of that nature. My podcast is about real estate investing, personal finance, and small business. So that's me.
Yeah, so can you show us that shirt there? Black dollar equals black pride. That's what the shirt says.
Getting mine tonight.
Nice.
So thank you once again. Tomorrow we'll be discussing the Atlanta shooting, and then next Monday I have a criminal defense attorney from New York. She does a lot of Facebook lives and stuff like that. She's kind of anti-police, so we should be having a good discussion about that. Not anti-police, but she's very outspoken about police, so we should be having a good discussion. That's next Monday. And then next Wednesday, the 24th, we will be discussing, have a couple of twin judges on. They're supposed to be and supposed to be next Monday, but I had to move the dates and all that kind of stuff. So so a couple of twin judges. And so I'm really looking forward to that. Thank you once again to all of you guys, to all my N-words out there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. I really appreciate you guys. thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really, really appreciate it. If I can ever do anything. And there's another podcast he's in here before, Black and Blue. I want to push him a little bit. Black and Blue, Dale Peters. He had something to say a little bit earlier, I think. He's got a podcast coming up, Black in Blue. Talks about just being black in blue in law enforcement, you know, that dichotomy going on right there. So thank you so much for all of you. And thank you all to the listeners. Thanks for tuning in. And I'll check you out, guys, next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.